They have a really good
filter system here.
Bedliners and Trailer Sales, it's Ray.
Hey, Ray, is Bill in?
He's not. Can I take a message, or?
Sure, yeah, maybe you might be able to help me out. Is there anybody else around that's kind of in charge of the finances, kind of helps Bill out there? My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here.
Actually, no. I mean, I run the shop, but he makes the financial decisions.
He makes the financial decisions. Okay, yeah. So you'd be the guy I would need to talk to, huh?
Yeah, he's not here a whole lot anymore, but he is in and out sometimes.
Okay, so he just kind of lets you run the whole deal now?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I probably could speak with you about it, and you could, you know, let him know. Just following up on a pre-approved finance offer he kind of mailed out to your business a few weeks ago. Not too sure if you guys, you know, happened to get it, but it was addressed to Bill. I was just trying to introduce myself now, see if you guys had any questions about it. We got you pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000.
I don't think we need anything like that.
Okay. Are you
equipment?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, you guys do sales for bedliners, things like that, correct?
Uh-huh.
Right, right. Do you guys ever, you know, run into situations where you're kind of looking low on inventory and might want to bring some more things on in which you need some quick cash to make those purchases?
No, I mean, the bedliner part is just the only inventory we have is material.
It's just material? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, our biggest expense is material and labor, so... You know,
okay.
It's not
okay.
Something that we would, you know, on something like that. And the material has a shelf life, so we don't bring in any more than really what we're going to use. So.
Exactly, exactly. So do you guys ever run into maybe cash flow problems or anything like that?
No, huh?
No, you guys are pretty much well set.
Yeah, we've been
good,
here
10
years. We got it figured out by now. If
wow,
we're
yeah.
We're in trouble.
I mean, after that long, you know, I would imagine that you guys have kind of like established yourselves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We
exactly.
Don't even advertise anymore.
Oh, you guys don't? No, you just have everything word of mouth. If you wanted to advertise?
Or if they see us off the freeway.
Okay.
And I'm as busy as I can be. I'm booked 2 weeks out.
Really?
I can't do any more work than what we're doing right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you or Bill have any other plans maybe to open up a new shop over there or no?
No, huh?
Kind of keep it to the one that you guys have?
Yeah, because I'm getting old and he's getting older. He's 20 years my senior. So he,
oh, wow, okay.
I'm 58 and he's 78, so no.
Oh, wow. And
open up a new one.
He's still running the business, huh?
Yeah, you know, he and I have been friends for 40 years. So.
Well, that's amazing, man. That's good to hear.
So.
Okay, well, here, how about I do this? I know it's not, you know, on your priority list to look at financing, but if anything does come up where you guys, you know, might want to consider making a huge purchase somewhere here down along the road, maybe for a huge inventory purchase itself rather than kind of burning through your own cash deposits, maybe I can just shoot you over an email. You can have my information. How does that sound?
Sure.
Okay, what's the best email address I can get you at?
All Sprayers, all one word. ALLSPRAYERS at AOL.com.
Okay. Here's what I'll do. I'll just shoot it over to you guys. You can have me on file. I'll address it to Bill because I know you said that he makes financial decisions. But
yeah.
If you know anything comes up, just feel free to give me a call. I'm sure we can help each other out some way or another.
Okay.
All right, man. You take care, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.